With the recovery from Harvey underway, there is growing concern about Hurricane Irma, a major storm that could hit Florida later this week. It was just over 48 years ago that another deadly and destructive storm slammed into the southern U.S. Hurricane Camille killed 259 people and laid waste to a large portion of the Gulf Coast. The storm also led to a change in how the federal government responded to natural disasters, according to Union College Associate Professor of History Andrew Morris, who is working on a book about government disaster response before and after Camille.
Camille was kind of an important inflection point in a longer trend of the growing responsibility of the federal government to provide assistance for individual victims of disaster. Early 20th century, that had been mostly the responsibility of the American Red Cross. But increasingly, in big disasters after World War II, the scale and the scope of damage was so immense that it really overwhelmed the resources of the Red Cross. And by 1969, when Hurricane Camille hits, it really provides a window for the shift for the federal government to become involved in a much more extensive and permanent way.
How did the federal government move in? Was there a FEMA back then? Was it the National Guard? How did the agencies respond? Which agencies, in fact?
Well, it was a whole grab bag. I mean, traditionally, the responsibility of disaster relief had fallen to states and localities in tandem with the Red Cross and other charities. Hurricane Camille in 1969 was a Category 5 hurricane. It was one of three Category 5 hurricanes that hit the U.S. in the 20th century. It was incredibly powerful and devastated a wide swath of the Mississippi Gulf Coast as well as the Gulf Coast of Louisiana. The scale of the property damage was so immense that it overwhelmed the capacity of the state of Mississippi. The National Guard was in there, and it was doing its best in sort of the immediate after effect. It overwhelmed the capacity of the local Red Cross organizations on the coast, as well as and really strained the resources of the National Red Cross. In addition, in the months afterward, there were allegations of racial discrimination against the state of Mississippi, as well as the American Red Cross, in providing disaster relief for Black victims of the hurricane. And the controversies that arose over that sort of invited the attention of federal policymakers who were interested in extending more federal assistance to disaster victims.
Richard Nixon was the president in 1969. Did it come out of the Nixon White House to boost the effort after Camille, or was it from Congress? Where did this originate?
That's a great question. I mean, some of the impulse I'd trace back to actually the Great Society. I mean, when you'd seen there were two big disasters during LBJ's presidency. There was one Alaska earthquake in 1964 and then Hurricane Betsy in 1965. That really gets the ball rolling for programs such as the Federal Flood Insurance Program. When Nixon comes in, it's not entirely clear where he's going with domestic policy, but he's still got a Democratic Congress on hands that is full of Great Society liberals, people like Birch Bayh of Indiana, Ed Muskie of Maine. So the impulse is really in part coming from Congress, these people who have an interest in expanding the programmatic reach of the federal government disaster relief. But I think it's also one of these unsung legacies of the Nixon administration, all these great, you know, liberal initiatives that come in while Nixon is president, the Environmental Protection Agency and things like that. So I think it's you can see it as sort of a last gasp of Great Society liberalism, but also this kind of interesting mixture of domestic initiatives that ended up happening under Nixon.
And flood insurance. When did the National Flood Insurance Program begin? It's not bankrupt, but it's definitely underfunded at this point. And a lot of people just don't have flood insurance in the Houston area. When did that begin?
So that was passed in 1968, and that had been a pet project of Lyndon Johnson, especially after Hurricane Betsy that hit New Orleans in 1965. The problem was it hadn't really been implemented by the time Hurricane Camille hit in 1969. They hadn't done the flood zone mapping and things like that. So it really doesn't take full effect until the 1970s. The problem has always been that the promise of the federal assistance in flood insurance is supposed to be paired with really intensive zoning and keeping people out of floodplains or building, you know, in excess of the standards needed in those disaster-prone areas. Those regulations have rarely been carried through, or they have been watered down at the state and local level. So on the one hand, you have places, people building in places that are covered by insurance that really aren't built to the standards that need to be. And then there's also been this consistent underfunding of the insurance program.
What about other disasters, earthquakes in California, tornadoes in the Midwest, or even here in the Northeast? How did that change after Camille, the reaction to Camille changed?
Well, the impulse, and the person who's really important here in terms of the history of this particular program is Birch Bayh, who's a senator from Indiana, a very liberal senator considering the political context of Indiana. A series of tornadoes hit Indiana and other states in the Midwest in 1965. And Bayh was kind of aghast at what little was available to help the victims of, you know, his tornado. And that was one of the reasons why he got interested in expanding the reach of federal assistance to victims of all major disasters, not just hurricanes, not just floods, but things that would cover, you know, tornadoes in the Midwest or earthquakes in California and other places like that. It's worth noting, though, that, you know, the vast majority of disaster damage, you know, since World War II in the United States comes from flooding events. You know, hurricanes, floods in river valleys, that's where most of the money that has been spent on disasters has been applied to.
Have you looked at the political ramifications of a response to a hurricane? For instance, it's important for a president to show leadership, to even make an appearance at some of these disaster sites. The Bush administration severely criticized for its Katrina response or lack thereof. How has this become a political issue, an important issue for how an administration responds?
Well, it's really tracked with the increasing capacity or responsibility of the federal government to provide these programs. And it's really, you know, not until LBJ that it becomes politically necessary to show up at the scene of the disaster. I mean, presidents would do it. But from the late 1960s on, it becomes important that they show up in person as sort of the embodiment of the nation, and also are held account in the administration of programs that the federal government is increasingly providing for disaster victims. So they're held to account more in a way they wouldn't have been, say, in 1930 or 1950.
Andrew Morris is an associate professor of history at Union College in Schenectady. His book on how the federal government responded to natural disasters before and after Hurricane Camille will be published in 2 years, the 50th anniversary of the storm.